The Gemara in Psachim Kuf Yud, after questioning how the Chachamim were able to institute Arba Kosos, four Kosos, when we know that doing things in pairs, in even numbers, is a dangerous thing. The Gemara answers, Ravina says, that since each Kos is a mitzvah to itself, therefore it's not considered pairs, each one is considered an individual thing to itself. This concept of zugos, of doing things in pairs, in even numbers, being a danger, some learn that it's because mazikim, shedim, have power over zugos. Others say it's because of sorcery. The Rabbeinu Bachya says because anything that is in pairs negates the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in order to strengthen our understanding of the oneness of Hashem, the Chachamim prohibited doing things, drinking or eating things in pairs. Others say, the Rabbeinu Bachya also says in another place, that since on the second day of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided between the upper and lower waters, and Machlokas was created, division, and also Gehenim was created on the second day, things that are done in pairs, which represent this duality in second day, are dangerous. The Gemara ends on Daf Kuf Yud and says, Man de lo kapid lo kabdinan bay, that someone who is not careful and doesn't really care about this pairs, it doesn't have any effect on him. However, according to one girsa, the girsa we have in the Gemara, it says, Miu lemechash mi boy. However, a person should take it into consideration. Therefore, the Rashbam says that even a person who is not makbid on these things can be affected by it, and therefore you should be take it into consideration. And the basic idea is that somebody who is makbid, somebody who is concerned about it overly, it's for sure a danger to him, and somebody who is not overly concerned about it still has to be careful that maybe there will be some kind of danger. However, other Rishonim do not have that girsa at all. And if somebody is not concerned about zugos, it doesn't affect him at all. Others say that even if you hold that normally zugos would be a problem, even to somebody who is not concerned about it, but bisman hazeh, the shedim or the ruchos ros that were involved in zugos don't really exist anymore or don't have any power in the places where we live, and therefore people are not concerned about it at all. So too says Tosfos in Yuma and Ein Zayin Omid Beis Divra Maskel Mishum, and Tosfos in Chulin Kuv Zayin Omid Beis Divra Maskel Hosam, that bisman hazeh, we are not careful at all about zugos, because those evil powers do not have power in the places where we are. And so paskins the Orach HaShulchan, that lo shamanu mi shemakbid al zeh, that bisman hazeh, we don't find anyone that is considerate and takes into consideration zugos. Halacha, since the Gemara says, Ravina answers, that every one of the Arba Kosos is a mitzvah to itself, therefore the Rif paskins, that therefore you have to make a bracha, Bari Priagothan, on every single Kos, since it's a separate mitzvah, each one is considered a mitzvah to itself and needs a bracha, Bari Priagothan, before you drink it. The Rosh, however, says, not like that. The Rosh says that since we find, Rav Ashi holds, that you don't make a bracha on the kos of Birkas HaMazon if you made a bracha on wine before you started the meal, even though Birkas HaMazon is a mitzvah. So you see that the mitzvah does not necessitate a new bracha. And even though we don't paskin like Rav Ashi, because we hold that Birkas Hamazon is a stop for the meal, and therefore you take your mind off the bracha that you made to, in the beginning of the meal. Still, that's only because Birkas Hamazon ends the meal. But just because it's a mitzvah by itself does not necessitate a bracha for the wine after Birkas Hamazon, according to Ravashi. The Maral says there's a very big difference. Here, each kos is a mitzvah to itself. There, the kos is not the mitzvah, that the Birkas Hamazon is the mitzvah. And therefore, the Birkas Hamazon does not necessitate, according to Ravashi, a new bracha just because it's a mitzvah, but where the kos itself is a mitzvah would necessitate a new bracha. And the Rif also says another reason why you have to make a bracha on each of the arba kosos, because while you say the Hallel and the Haggadah, it's impossible to drink at the same time, and therefore the Haggadah and the Hallel are considered a hefsik, and therefore you need to make a new bracha, Bari Pri Hagothen, on the brachas after the Haggadah, which is the second kos, and after Hallel, which is the fourth kos. And that is how Rav Amram Gon and many Rishonim, including the Rambam and the Ramah, Paskin, like the Rif, that you make a bracha Bari Pri Hagofen on every kos. However, the Rosh Paskins, that you only make a bracha on the first kos, not on the second one, because there's no hefsik and the Haggadah is not considered a hefsik. On the third coast, because Birkas Hamazon is a hefsik, and not on the fourth coast, because the Hallel is not a hefsik. And the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, Paskins like the Rosh, and so too the Pri Chodosh, says that even if we're not sure if the Halacha is like the Rosh or the Rif, better to follow the Rosh because of Sufik Brachos Lahakil. This is all legabe the first bracha, Bari Pri Hagothen. What about the bracha achrona? So the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam says that his father held that you have to make a bracha achrona on every kos. After Kiddush, you have to make a bracha achrona, and after the second kos, and after the third kos, you have to make a bracha achrona, and after the fourth kos. Tosfos, and Afkuf Gimel Amid Beis, Divar Hamasku Ravashi, says also that you make Al Hagothen on all the kosos, except for the second kos, because there the Birchas Hamazon patters the Bracha Achrona on the second kos, since you're drinking it right before the meal. However, Rav Shri Ragon and Rav Hai all hold that you only make a Bari Pri Hagothen after the fourth kos, and that patters all of the kosos. And even though you have to make a bracha, Rishona, a first bracha, before each one, because it's a separate mitzvah, but since you intend to fulfill all these mitzvahs, and the bracha achrona on the fourth kos suffices for all of the kosos before. The Rif paskins that you should make a bracha achrona on the second kos and on the fourth kos, because he holds that the hefsik of the Haggadah is a hefsik, and therefore, what's it called? You have to make a bracha achrona on the second kos, and the fourth kos also, you have to make a bracha because Hallel is considered a hefsik. Just to clarify that, the Rif's psak is that even though the Hallel and the Haggadah are a hefsik concerning the first bracha, it's not a hefsik legabi bracha achrona. And therefore, you don't have to make a bracha achrona after Kiddush. And the bracha achrona on the second kos, you do have to make, because he holds that the Birkas Hamazon does not pater the wine that you drink before the meal, which is the second kos, and therefore you have to make a bracha achrona. And the Baal HaMor says that's only if you don't drink wine in the middle of the meal. But if you're going to drink wine also in the middle of the meal, then Birkas Hamazon paters the wine from before, and you don't make a bracha achrona on the second kos either. And the third kos, obviously, you don't have to make a bracha achrona because the Hallel is not going to be considered a hefsik legabi bracha achrona, and only after the fourth kos did you have to make a bracha achrona according to the Rif. So according to him, the second kos and the fourth kos, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah both paskin that you only make a bracha achrona after the fourth kos, and that is what we do.